Shane Scholler is the Greene County clerk. So in Greene County, he's on the hook for making sure there are enough qualified workers to run the polling places come election day. Traditionally, it's been easier to recruit people who are retired, he said.
Often what I find is that a person may want to volunteer here to be an election judge, but they're limited by their work schedule, possibly family schedule, and of course even your school schedule.
But more Americans are delaying retirement until their 70s or even their 80s, according to the Pew Research Center. That means Scholler and other county clerks may need to find a way to attract a wider age demographic to run the polls. Dennis Van Allman is Howell County Clerk in South Central Missouri.
In 2016, the average age was a little over 67 years. Our oldest poll worker that day was 93 years old, and our youngest one was 19 years old.
Van Allman said today's younger family households typically have both parents working outside the home, making it hard for younger adults to step away for a full day.
But as time goes on, it will be a problem to get good people in the community that would be willing to serve, take a day out of their life, and contribute to the process.
Van Allman said it was once considered a status symbol to be an election judge. It was an honor carried out by the town's movers and shakers. And it's a long day, showing up at around 5 a.m. to get the supplies out and working until the last voter casts a ballot and votes are reconciled that evening. Back in Springfield, Greene County Clerk Shane Scholler says serving at the polls is a civic duty that should be shared by both younger and older citizens.
And so one of the things that, I think would be part of the solution is when we have employers who are able to recognize this as an important public need and that they would be willing to give their employees, the time off to be able to do that without having to take vacation and being able to still be paid for that day that they're serving their community. Kind of a encouragement of, let's be part of doing our part in terms of civic duty.
Chambers of Commerce can encourage local businesses to do this, he said. Marla Morantz has served as an election judge in Greene County. As a volunteer with Springfield Faith Voices and the NAACP, she says she's eager to find ways to attract younger poll workers, too.
I also heard something where the school districts could make sure they don't schedule classes on those days so that we maximize use of public buildings and more neighborhood-based voting locations, and that teachers could then serve as poll judges if they so desired, and there could be something worked out with the school districts on that.
Missouri law outlines the criteria for election judges. They must be at least 18, be able to read and write the English language, be registered Missouri voters, and be of good character. Election judges cannot be elected officials, nor can they be related to anyone on the ballot. Training varies from county to county, but the deadline for signing up is about the same, generally 4 to 6 weeks before an election. Anyone interested in serving as an election judge can contact their county clerk. I'm Jennifer Moore.